for the Drug Truth Network. It's 420 Drug War News. You know who George Soros is. He's the multi-billionaire who fights for freedom, the one the government hates so much. He was recently in Houston on a book tour, and thanks to the good folks at the Progressive Forum there at KPFT, this is George Soros.
I felt that the war on drugs was doing more harm than drugs themselves. It was, and it was a subject that was kind of untouchable. You know, nobody could doubt it. And little did I anticipate that some years later you would have the war on terror, which has many of the same characteristics. It's a war that cannot be won. It's a metaphor in a way, and if you criticize it, if you are against the war on drugs, then you are a drug pusher or a drug legalizer. You can't be critical of the policy without being considered unpatriotic, and that is of course true in the case of the war on terror. I mean, one of the negative aspects of the war on terror is that it undermines the critical process, which is at the very heart of an open society. To criticize the president's way of dealing with the war on terror was considered unpatriotic. The opposition, certainly the political opposition, disappeared. And it's because of the lack of critical thinking that our president could lead us into the invasion of Iraq. It's an amazing thing how successfully untruths, distorted interpretations can be driven home by constant repetition. I think to decriminalize, in other words, to treat the drug issue as a problem of drug addiction, rather than make it into a criminal act, would help a great deal. In other words, if you spend 80% of the money that is available on treatment and 20% on enforcement instead of the other way around.
To learn more, please visit soros.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.